Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day for the Donald J. Trump Jr., not Jr., he's Donald J. Trump, campaign for President of the United States. Why not? Well, because, first of all, there was an endorsement that was made that had been widely expected to be for Trump, and it went to DeSantis. We will give you that story. There's also new charges that have emerged in that Georgia case against Donald Trump. Most of the publicity recently has had to do with what's going on in New York and the alleged hush money paid to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal to try to cover up allegations about sexual misbehavior. We will get to all of that, but there's also been a clearer, more welcome voice on the Republican firmament, somebody repeating a speech on a theme that Ronald Reagan used in 1964, before he would even ran for governor of California. He talked about a time for choosing. Is this a time for choosing, too, for Republicans? Condoleezza Rice thinks it is. We will play for you what she has to say. And Marco Rubio has weighed in forcefully on what happened with that Russian jet that brought down an American drone, a drone worth $50 million. Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, asked a very good question. Are we going to send Mr. Putin the bill? I mean, now that they've released the tape, which kind of does indicate, well, no, it wasn't just an accident. It was actually brought down by a Russian pilot. There has to be some accountability. We will get to that. We'll also be talking to a homeless activist who spent 20 years trying to help the homeless get off the streets and now says that the problem is we're doing it all wrong. What we're doing is enabling homelessness, encouraging it, rewarding it. We'll talk to this veteran homeless activist who has changed his tune and his perspective. We'll be speaking to him a little bit later in the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first off, Fulton County investigators. That's the Fulton County is that part of metropolitan Atlanta that has the district attorney, Fani Willis, who has been looking after President Trump and his desire to perform allegedly some illegal instances of arm twisting to get the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, and this was all recorded on a phone call, to find 12,000 extra votes to turn over the tape. Now there's another phone call, which nobody knew about. Fulton County investigators have an audio recording of a phone call that former President Donald Trump made to the Georgia House Speaker to push for a special session to overturn Democrat Joe Biden's 2020 victory in the state. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, but being confirmed by many other sources. What's so bizarre about this is the focus on Georgia was because, given the fact that it's a Republican legislature, both houses, and a Republican governor, and a Republican Secretary of State, and a Republican Speaker of the House, President Trump assumed, obviously, that he could get them all to do what he wanted. But they all stood up to him. David Ralston is the name of the Speaker of the House he spoke to. And what's so bizarre about it to me is that Georgia is 16 electoral votes. So even if President Trump had won the state of Georgia, Joe Biden still would have won by with a margin of 20 more electoral votes than he needed, even if Georgia had flipped, even if Georgia and Arizona had flipped, even if Georgia and Wisconsin had flipped. It would have taken Georgia and Pennsylvania and one other state. And this is why this entire thing is so crazy. The Fulton County Special Grand Jury, which has been investigating Trump's actions in the state after the 2020 election, heard the recording of Trump's call to David Ralston. According to five of the jurors who spoke anonymously to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, a source confirmed to CNN the existence of the recording, which hasn't yet been made public. Well, soon to be very public. The recording adds to what is known about the pressure campaign by Trump and his allies on Georgia officials. It's the third audio recording of the former president's phone calls to Georgia officials that is known to exist. The special grand jury recently concluded its work and recommended multiple indictments, according to the foreperson who has spoken out publicly. Now it's up to Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to make the charging decisions. One of those indictments could easily be against President Trump. This is to go along with his indictments, which are almost surely pending in the Southern District of Manhattan with the Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen matter. A speaker, Ralston, who received this phone call, is unavailable to confirm or deny any of the things that he said or any of the reproductions of his voice because he died. He died last year. But he had described his December 2020 call with Trump during an interview in the following day. Trump would like a special session of the Georgia General Assembly, Ralston said. He's been clear on that before. And he was clear on that in the phone conversation yesterday. You know, I shared with him my belief that based on the understanding I have of Georgia law, that it was going to be very much an uphill battle. A part of what the Journal Constitution wrote about is that Trump asked him, if you called a special session, who was going to stop you? And Speaker Ralston said a federal judge. This is entirely bizarre. And the idea that this is going on at a time when there are serious debates going on about the future of the Republican Party regarding foreign policy in particular, but regarding everything, the ability to save Social Security. There's a terrific editorial today from the editorial board of the Washington Post. And what's terrific about it is it's pretty conservative. It's not some kind of liberal pie in the sky thing that you'd expect from the Washington Post, but it's about this issue of the trouble that Social Security is in. And when everybody says over and over again, okay, Social Security has to be off the table, no changes in Social Security, if we have no changes in Social Security, it is going broke. There is not enough money there. And already 21% of what the government spends, far more than the percentage it spent on defense, is spent on Social Security. And so what's supposed to happen if this does go broke? Look, all of this is important to discuss, especially in light of a speech that was given at the Reagan Library by Condoleezza Rice, statements by Marco Rubio on foreign policy, and the example of the dramatic confrontation in France where basically the future of raising the retirement age, which is the very key to saving Social Security, raising the retirement age in France from 62 to 64, the regular retirement age today under Social Security, is 67. If that got raised to 69, especially for younger people before they, long before they retire, would it be such a disaster? We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedMen Show.
How dare you say something like that?
Michael Medved.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's another tape, not just the tape we were talking about in Georgia, regarding the desire to overturn the results of the election in Georgia, where and just to put this in some perspective, when President Bush carried Florida, and that was the key state that won the election. If Florida had been carried by Al Gore, it was only one state that was needed to flip that election because it was so close. It was only four electoral votes between them. Biden won with a margin, depending on how you count them, of three states or four states. And flipping any one of those states would not have done it, even the largest of them, which was Pennsylvania, which has 20 electoral votes, or did. But in any event, the ongoing debate is whether the Fulton County grand jury is going to come up with, there almost surely will be indictments, and the question is going to have to be decided, will one of those indictments be the former president of the United States? Meanwhile, with all of this talk about the new phone call to David Ralston, which was heard by the jurors, the grand jurors, meeting in Atlanta and in Georgia, there's this statement that was just released by President Trump. And again, if somebody can give me an answer, I don't know why. I mean, it makes you really question his timing and his judgment. But here, with all of this discussion about the Russian jet and the American drone and the dispute about what DeSantis said about Ukraine and the ongoing debate about the extent that we need to provide Ukraine with the equipment that they need so that they could actually prevail in this war and protect their country from oblivion, President Trump says this. Listen.
Our foreign policy establishment keeps trying to pull the world into conflict with a nuclear-armed Russia based on the lie that Russia represents our greatest threat. But the greatest threat to Western civilization today is not Russia. It's probably, more than anything else, ourselves and some of the horrible USA-hating people that represent us. These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood, and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas while keeping us distracted from the havoc they're creating right here at home. These forces are doing more damage to America than Russia and China could ever have dreamed. Evicting the sick and corrupt establishment is the monumental task for the next president. And I am the only one who can do it. I'm the only one that can get the job done. I know exactly what has to be done.
Do you want to take that in for just a moment? That Russia and China are not a threat. Russia is not a threat to the United States. With the raping and pillaging and mass murder of Ukrainian civilians, Russia does not represent a threat. Look, I know that he's a Putin apologist, but when he is talking about the greatest threat to America, it's not Russia, it's not China. It's the American establishment that is so corrupt, and this goes along with the statement he made last week, where he said that he believed that the members of the January 6th committee, that the what he calls the Unselect Committee, should be prosecuted for treason. No, I mean, this is his position. If he's elected president, he means to try to force the Justice Department to prosecute the members of that committee for treason, for trying to investigate the most serious breach of security we've had. We haven't had a problem of that, of government buildings being invaded by a hostile mob. And, of course, it was a hostile mob. Look at the damage that they did to the building and the damage they did to 140 policemen. But, and to Capitol policemen and to Metropolitan D.C. policemen and other law enforcement officials. And this is just incredible. And for investigating that, that's an act of treason requiring prosecution and a death penalty. Doesn't this seem a little bit out of the mainstream? Americans' favorite, this is Gallup, Americans' favorable rating of Russia sinks to a new low. Lowest ever, 9%. Is that because America agrees with President Trump that Russia is not a threat? I think everybody who really believes in your heart that Russia is no threat to America, that we don't have anything to worry about Russia because they're a freedom-loving and constructive and positive nation that really should be walking arm-in-arm with the United States. If you believe that, then I'm sure you'll vote for Trump. The favorability of Russia was 15% in 2022. Since the invasion of Ukraine, it's gone down all the way to 9%. And it's amazing that it's 9%. 68% of Americans view Ukraine favorably. Okay, that's 68% compared to 9% who view Russia positively. 56% now say Russia-Ukraine war is a critical threat to U.S. vital interests. That's a clear majority in this country. A majority of Republicans called Russia's war against Ukraine a critical threat to U.S. interests in the weeks before Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis said the conflict was a territorial dispute and not a matter of vital national interest. Marco Rubio and Condoleezza Rice take a different point of view, and they're both worth hearing, and we'll play what they had to say and what they had to offer coming up right after this break. But there's also the very first member of the House to endorse Ron DeSantis for president. Who was it? It's somebody who had been previously closely identified with President Trump, a big Trump supporter. The endorsement for DeSantis, we'll tell you where that's coming from and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael, you know everything about anything.
Michael MedVed.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Angry words just won't cut it when it comes to a Russian jet downing a U.S. drone over the Black Sea on Monday. So says Texas Senator John Cornyn.
We need to discourage the Russians from that sort of activity because it could spark a much more dangerous direct confrontation.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says we should be sending more drones to the Black Sea, along with our own fighters. Strong stat for the housing industry. There were about 1.5 million building permit applications last month. That's 14% more than in January. Goldman Sachs says there's a 35% chance the USA will experience a recession in the next year. That's 10% more than the firm's prediction before the fall of Silicon Valley Bank. Los Angeles is bracing for a three-day strike by teachers and others next week, what would be the first strike in the L.A. district in 30 years. Rich Johnson, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved, who is the representative of the 21st District in Texas. He is a very strong supporter of the MAGA movement, and he became yesterday the very first House Republican to endorse Ron DeSantis for president in 2024. Roy took a veiled swipe at Donald Trump in his statement saying, quote, "It's time for younger but proven leadership to offer America 8 solid years of transformational change." Now, why is it significant that he said 8 solid years? Because Trump can't offer that. Trump can only serve 4 more years as president. There's a 22nd Amendment to the Constitution that limits any president to 2 terms, even if they're non-consecutive. In other words, before the 22nd Amendment, it could have been that Grover Cleveland, who had 2 non-consecutive terms, could have run for a 3rd term. He would have lost, and would have lost badly in 1896, but he didn't even try. And the truth of the matter is Trump would know from the beginning that he's a lame duck president, as it's called, from the very moment he comes in, which is why the statement that he made about basically uprooting everything in our national security apparatus, in our diplomatic apparatus, the number of members of the National Security Council or the number of people with responsible positions, and some of them nonpartisan positions in the State Department or in the Pentagon or the Joint Chiefs of Staff, do you think any of them would agree with Donald Trump that Russia is not a threat to the United States? that China is not a threat to the United States, that the United States' only real threat is President Trump's political opponents in the national security world. 1-800-955-1776 for those who want to express agreement with President Trump's most recent statement. Can we hear it again for just a moment, Jeremy? Oh, well, we will get it back.
Policy establishment keeps trying to pull the world into conflict with a nuclear-armed Russia based on the lie that Russia represents our greatest threat. But the greatest threat to Western civilization today is not Russia. It's probably, more than anything else, ourselves and some of the horrible USA-hating people that represent us. At home, the State Department, the defense bureaucracy, the intelligence services, and all of the rest need to be completely overhauled and reconstituted to fire the deep staters and put America first. We have to put America first. Finally, we have to finish the process we began under my administration of fundamentally reevaluating NATO's purpose and NATO's mission. Our foreign policy establishment keeps trying to pull the world into conflict with a nuclear-armed Russia based on the lie that Russia represents our greatest threat. But the greatest threat to Western civilization today is not Russia. It's probably, more than anything else, ourselves and some of the horrible.
Okay, I think
USA
this is being played on a loop somehow. Jeremy, thank you. What's so extraordinary about that is it's extremely close to stuff out of Kremlin propaganda. I mean, really close. The idea that it's the U.S. that's trying to push Russia into confrontation, and the idea that NATO has to be restructured. NATO has never been more vibrant or useful with all 30 countries working together to try to prevent Russian aggression for a peaceful neighbor. I mean, this is just extraordinary. And if you look at the contributions, most of the NATO countries, not all of them, but most of them, very much including some of those NATO countries in Eastern Europe, have made more per capita and per dollar amount contributions to Ukraine's defense than we have. And it's been very, very rare that NATO has been so united or so purposeful. And now President Trump is hinting at a desire to basically restructure NATO or leave NATO. There are reports that during his term as president, he had introduced the idea of the United States leaving NATO. Which, if you really do believe there is such a thing as evil in the world, and if you actually look at some of what has been happening in Ukraine and to Ukraine, to deny that what the Russians are doing and have done is evil, it's bizarre. Here's Marco Rubio this morning. He was on CBS News talking about the Russian jet that took down a U.S. drone. Senator Rubio of Florida. Clip one.
This was a deliberate effort. This wasn't some accident. It wasn't some harassment effort that, you know, went awry. This was a design. They basically decided we are going to begin to shoot down U.S. Assets, you know, whatever's flying in what they call restricted airspace. It's over international waters, international airspace, but they declare a restriction over it. For whatever reason, they want to conduct military operations. And they're saying anything that flies in there, we're going to shoot it down. So this is a direct test of the Biden administration. They're trying to see what the limits are, and it's a message of their displeasure. But more importantly, I think it's a test to see if we'll respond to it, if we'll continue to fly, or if this causes us not to fly in that area anymore.
And then he gave further comments about the remarks by Governor DeSantis about the Ukraine war and Russia's dangers. This is Senator Marco Rubio of Florida.
Well, I think those of us who support some U.S. role in what's happening there have an obligation to explain to people why it matters. Look, Ukraine is not the most important national security issue facing America, but it's not unimportant. There is a vital interest involved here. And one of them is that we haven't just invested money in Ukraine. We've invested our prestige and our credibility. And the argument the Chinese are making is that the West is in terminal decline. The United States is a rapidly declining once great superpower. And they're not going to do anything. They're not going to take on China. So if we were to cut and run now, if we were to walk away from our commitment to Ukraine, the Chinese would point to that and say to our allies, how are you going to count on the United States? They're not going to be there. They abandoned in Afghanistan chaotically, and they didn't do anything about it. They couldn't even sustain an effort in Ukraine against Russia. So I think what we need to do is determine what is it that Ukraine needs, not what they want, but what do they need. Then we need to determine how much of it can we afford to provide. We need to make sure none of it is misspent, and we have to get our allies, particularly rich countries like Germany, to do more and to do their part in that endeavor. But I don't think our interests there are zero, and so our effort there should not be zero either.
And by the way, Germany is one of those countries, Japan is another one, that our opponents in World War II are now among our closest allies, and both of them with dramatic increases in their defense spending. Germany in particular, but Japan in particular, because Japan had built in pacifism into the original Japanese constitution. And now, in terms of working with the United States and the other nations in the Pacific, including Australia and South Korea and the Philippines, in fact, and the United States, Japan has committed tremendous increases in defense spending, which, in fairness, President Trump had been urging. When we come back, Condoleezza Rice speaks at the Reagan Library. Her theme, A Time for Choosing. What does she mean? We'll get to it coming up on the MedVed Show.
MedVed.
In my opinion, he's the most powerful man in the world.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better, your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Time Magazine's feature article this week is China's Ambitions, Russia's Nukes, and TikTok. Spy Chief Talk, Biggest U.S. Security Threats. And that's basically our spy chiefs analyzing what we have to worry about in the world. President Trump disagrees. So I think does James in New Mexico. James, you're on the Michael Medved Show. Hello, James. Hello, hello. Nope. Nope. James, disconnect. But you there? Hello, hello. Nope. This again, it's New Mexico, which is one of those states, unfortunately, that has shifted over to the Democratic Party, leaving behind fine Republican governor, Susana Martinez, if you remember her. Meanwhile, Michael, do we have James now? You're on the air.
I have a good signal. I've been listening to you for a long, long time.
Thank you.
Even when I first heard you on Rush Limbaugh. I'm pretty disappointed with you now these days. I feel like you're more of a propagandist than the actual, getting actual information from you. Apologize for the Democrats. So let me ask you one question. What is the vital interest in Ukraine? And Rubio suggested it was our prestige. Is that what it is?
It's prestige? Our credibility. And in other words, President Biden and President Trump before him have made commitments about Taiwan. And right now, the message to not just Russia, but to China and to North Korea, to Iran, you name the country, to any country with aggressive ambitions toward its neighbors, if Ukraine loses the war and Russia basically captures Ukraine and makes it again part of the Russian Empire, first of all, there will not only be untold suffering, untold economic damage to the whole world, but there would also be a tremendous invitation for other countries to replicate what Russia is doing right now to in the face of all the 30 nations of NATO who are united in trying to defend Ukraine.
Watch news all the time. I have a degree in journalism. I watch news all the time, and I don't see anybody reporting on what NATO countries are actually doing as far as making payments into the into Ukraine compared to what we do.
Okay, I'm sorry. There are lots and lots of reports about that. There was a report that was featured, I think, on all the news networks, and it was based upon an analysis of comparing the amount of money that those other NATO countries have put forward and their total gross domestic product. And there are a number of NATO countries, and including, I believe, the United Kingdom, Great Britain, that have are giving more than the United States. Poland today has pledged it would send four MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine, the first NATO member to do so. That's in a significant move in Kyiv's battle to resist Russia's onslaught. We haven't sent them fighter jets yet. We may. But this is one of those things, James. You can look it up basically in any number of places. And I think you can find a listing of the literally billions of dollars that NATO nations, including Italy, the new prime minister of Italy, who's considered the most conservative or the most right-wing prime minister of Italy since Mussolini, but she has been enormously supportive of Ukraine. And Italy has sent money. There's a Dateline Oslo. Norway's prime minister proposed that his country, a major petroleum exporter, should provide some 75 billion crowns, that's 7.3 billion, in aid to Ukraine over 5 years. Now, Norway's a small country, and it's 5 million people. And the idea that the United States is all alone in supporting Ukraine is simply not true.
You say that anybody that disagrees with your point of view right now is a Putin apologist. That's a horrible thing to say, just
well,
because we disagree with you.
Again, I don't say that anyone who disagrees. I certainly wouldn't say you're a Putin apologist. I think if people are saying that...
Well, you're using that as propaganda is what you're doing.
Wait, it's not propaganda. If somebody is echoing...
Propaganda.
Hold on for a moment. If somebody is echoing the talking points that are being put forward by the Kremlin, wouldn't that be an example of someone taking the Putin side of things and being a Putin apologist?
The way it is, everybody says if you don't agree with putting in $100 billion into Ukraine, then you're a Putin apologist.
No, not everybody says that. If what you're saying is that Russia is no threat to the United States... That's different. If you're saying that Ukraine is not a part of the interest of the United States and is not in our national interest, then you can have a disagreement. But if you're echoing the Kremlin talking points, which are that the real danger to the world is American warmongers and not Russia and China, then how would you describe that?
I will describe what Trump says is not as well informed as you, and he's a lousy politician, and he's mostly a jerk, but I wouldn't call him a Putin apologist. Last question, sir.
I think
the law being broken? What is the law that Trump breaks in Georgia by wishing to overturn the Georgia election by calling Rassenberger and the Speaker of the House? What is the law that he was breaking?
It's basically interference with a and we'll see when he's indicted. And I think it is likely that he will be indicted. And the idea of trying to overcome an election, not by bringing a lawsuit, which is what he did 60 times, and he lost all of those lawsuits. And if you were then working behind the scenes, not to influence somebody with a public statement, but with a private statement, I want you to find me an extra 12,000 ballots. Isn't the implication there, basically, and he said that repeatedly to Raffensperger. And this new idea about calling a special session of the Georgia legislature to undo the results of a certified election. If we go to the situation where we have this kind of fight over every election that we have, James, I'm sure as somebody who's educated and a student of history, and you said you studied communications, the damage to the United States would be profound, wouldn't it?
Anti-communist since 1961, when what's-his-name jumped over the barbed wire.
I'm sorry, which...
when that East German guard jumped over the barbed wire.
Right, over the Berlin Wall.
Yeah. Well, it was just the barbed wire at the time. It's the beginning of it. I've been anti-communist since then.
Good.
I've been paying attention since then.
Good. And do you believe that Russia was a great threat to the world, I assume, in 1961?
Probably not till Khrushchev banged his... I mean, that was only 11 years old.
But Khrushchev was a successor to Stalin. Stalin was one of the greatest mass murderers in all of human history. The truth of the matter is your right to be an anti-communist and your right to be concerned about national security. And I must say Mitch McConnell is completely right about the United States being unable to turn its back on the rest of the world. If we allow the invasion and brutality and brutalization and destruction on the level that is going on in Ukraine, if we allow that to spread, God help this greatest nation on God.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.